put this foot up in your ass. The white boy is back, cause you know he's the white boy. The white boy is back, and you know that he never smoked crack. The white boy is back, cause you know he's the white boy.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm still getting set up here in the studio trying to untangle some headphones. It's been a very busy... that's much better. It's been a very busy Sunday evening for me. Exam week is looming, and I'm getting out of here in 5 days, which is pretty unbelievable. Heading out on Friday afternoon to spend some time with my good friend Chad from Lehigh, who hopefully is tuning in right now to listen to this last installment of Your Mother's Hip Hop for the semester. Been a few weeks since I've been back in here. Had a lovely family vacation in Chicago with hosted by DJ Special Guests and my Aunt Rory. And it was wonderful to see everybody there. Had a lot of extended family from down south as well. And potentially some of them are listening in or will hear this recorded program at some point. So it was great to see everybody there. And crazy how fast things are flying. I cannot believe that break is less than a week away. But it will be very nice to get back home for a bit and see everybody in Massachusetts and enjoy some cold weather there. Fortunately, I'm escaping to Arizona for about a week beforehand, which will be nice, but we'll be back in the frigid state of Massachusetts soon. I'm going to finish getting set up here, but we're going to keep things rolling with Eric B. and Rakim. This is Don't Sweat the Technique. You're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop.
Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Let's trace the hits and check the file. Let's see who bit the dot tech the style. I flip the script so it can't get filed. At least not now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak. For every word they trace is a scar they keep. Cause when I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody and a president's mix. And I would stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits for beats, parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef, then I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces yet. Scientists try to solve the context, philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them, they couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears, for my opponents it might take years. Pencils and pens are scores, letters put together from a key to cause. I'm also a sculptor, born with structure, because of my culture I'm a perfect instructor. Style that'll be full of technology complete. Sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just speak and peep the technique. But don't sweat the technique. Then I get deep and the beat then complete. Bold with the seat, never weak or obsolete. They never grow old, techniques become antiques. Better than something brand new cause it's original. In a while, style I have much more volume. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some soothing souvenirs for all the years. And for the sort of thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat, but don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
That was Don't Sweat the Technique, Eric B. and Rock'em, back in 1992. Thank you to those of whom have already put in requests for tonight's show. Great to have a strong showing there. I'm excited to get the Southern and Northeastern Falcons requests in. I believe I know both of the songs that they've requested, and one of them I have not played in an episode in at least a year. I think maybe last fall I played it in the first episode I've ever done of this show, and that was a Naughty by Nature request put in by DJ Q, which I'm excited to play later. It sounds like he had a fun weekend. They went down to the Jersey Shore and spent some time at our new beach house, which we are slowly getting up and running. They're putting some furniture in bit by bit, driving it down from our house and getting the place decorated. I was lucky enough to spend a weekend there with my aforementioned friend Chad, and there was not a whole ton of setup at that point, but I'm excited to see how it looks now. When I was there, there was only a TV on the floor and a dining room table and a couch in the living room. That was pretty much it. There were beds in the bedrooms, but the rest of it was not very lavishly decorated. Just a quick reminder, if you have any requests that you'd like to put in this evening, you can head on over to our phone hotline. Pick up your multifaceted mobile device and punch in 610-330-5316 to call into our station hotline here if you have any requests, or feel free to text me over my mobile number if you're lucky enough to have that. In addition, you can listen to this evening's show on WJRH.org, and you can listen to the recording of it if you didn't get a chance to listen live, and that's on WJRH.org/programs, and you can head on over to your mother's hip-hop there if you'd like to catch up on some of our old shows over the break. I'm not going to be back in the studio until at least, I believe, February is going to be the first day back. We have a naturally long winter break, which is nice for me because I'll get a chance to see some friends at home and spend time with family and make some money as well. But I think our first episode of Mother's Hip Hop will be on Sunday, February 3rd at 6 p.m. when I'll be back, barring something unforeseen. We're going to keep things going here with Two Dope Boys in a Cadillac. You're listening to Outkast on your Mother's Hip Hop.
Up my lungs, a nigga be blowing, spitting this game. Coming up on you from the south, the ATLians ain't changed. Cooler than most players claim to be. A nigga that from the A-Town C, the home of the bank headbound. Coming to road in other city streets, enough of the virality. Fallacy, but we speak non-fiction. Keeping up pulling your guards, licking the Jerry Curls, you bitches. Every time I rhyme for y'all, I'm looking to prove a point. Kicking a freestyle every now and then, but mostly after joint. See how I smoke good, cause see it go good with them flows. Why? The nigga the B.I.G. like Tony Rich, nobody knows why. But me and my folks, cause y'all niggas joke just like the Joker. I'm sick of these whack-ass rappers, like I'm tired of holes and chokers.
Who them boys that be having a crunk every occasion? This side niggas dustin', that side niggas lacing. But in the middle, we stay calm, we just drop bombs. Asking where we come from, South Coast slums.
It's just two dope boys in a Cadillac. It's just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
This old sucker MC stepped up to me. Challenged Andre to a battle, and I stood there patiently as he spit and stumbled over cliches, so-called freestyling. Whole purpose just to make me feel look, I guess he's wild, and I say, look, why I ain't for that fuck shit. So fuck this, let me explain on the child style so you don't miss. I grew up to myself, not round no park bench. Just a nigga busting flows off in departments.
Now who them boys that be having a crunk every occasion? This side niggas dustin', that side niggas lacing. But in the middle, we stay calm, we just drop bombs. Asking where we come from, South Coast slums.
It's just two dope boys in a Cadillac. It's just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
It goes Bronx to the Fleetwoods, Coops to the Bills. Hit the bowls and all these flows, we having a play and chill. In this atmosphere, this ain't no practice here, we cutting the food now. I'm doing you at the house and throwing you out because I'm due now. Don't you love the way we claiming bankhead, stankhead? Looking around the swat for the herb that's never tainted. Fainted when you heard the bourbon serving on the block. And all you biting individuals need to check yourself and stop.
Yeah, tight like nuts and bolts, less than hoes that get evicted. I'm dealing with queens in my castle, ain't worth it to risk it. Now tricks be looking at me like I'm they way about the projects. Can't put you on my payroll.
And no, I ain't got no Rolex or no diamond at the exit with a sign saying we a rapper fool. My face is balled up cause I ain't in a happy mood, while my partner got the squeegee and the Windex. Cause somewhere in my life I done went wrong just like a syntax error. Bring the terror to your dome like E.E. Gonna finish this out because this beat a freestyle.
Now who the boys that be having it crunk every occasion? This side niggas just and that side niggas lacing. But in the middle we stay calm, we just drop.
That was Two Dope Boys in a Cadillac from Outkast, an excellent old school hip-hop rap group. I believe that's from Aquamini, but I'm not positive. It could be from a different album. Sometimes I have they do updated versions of the songs, and they remaster them, which kind of takes away from the originality of the songs a little bit when they update it, I think, personally. But at the same time, a lot of the music, especially some of the stuff that I'm playing here in the show, is very old and might have been created, you know, when technology was not quite as advanced. So therefore, some of the really old music that I have is kind of grainy, especially the stuff from the 60s and 70s, although I don't play as much of that here. So it's nice sometimes to have the remastered versions with the updated technology to give a bit more of a full feel to the sound. It's been a long day for me personally, and a long week. We had our final volume of the paper come out on Friday for the fall semester, which was nice. Got to work on that on Wednesday night, and nice to be all set with that for a few months. Been a big time commitment. I've recently taken over as sports editor for it, and it's been a blast so far, but definitely fairly time consuming. So nice to be done with that for this exam week and just focusing on my classes. I'm currently almost 8 pages into a 8 to 10 page paper, so I'm quickly nearing the end. I'm thinking I'm gonna stop around 9, 9.5 pages, so I'm almost there. Looks like DJ Q is getting a workout in at Planet Fitness. I'm guessing in the Hampshire Mall, perhaps? The mall near our house that's turned into an activities mall rather than a shopping mall. Because I guess that's the way the consumer culture is heading these days. You just get everything online, and you can get everything within 2 days. I have a theory that Amazon in like 20 years is going to be one of the only companies that we have, because they're going to absorb everything else, which kind of seems to be the direction that they're heading. Anyways, I'll stay off of the tangent too much, and we're going to keep things rolling here with a request put in by the Southern Falcon. I have not heard this song before, so I'm very excited. This is... Actually, no, I think I have heard this song before. Either way, this is Patrick Hernandez with Born to Be Alive.
Yeah.
That was an excellent request from the Southern Falcon down in Tallahassee, Florida. I hope his rehab from ankle surgery is going well, and we wish him the best. It was unfortunate he was not able to be with us for Thanksgiving. We're going to continue to try to persuade him to come to the freezing state of Massachusetts at some point during the colder months, which are a lot of months in Massachusetts, but hopefully we'll get him out there soon or come down to visit you in the southern part of the country. So thank you for tuning in this evening and providing excellent requests. As always, he's put me on to some really good music while I've been doing this show. Good to have a bit of an older audience as well for this, because he's going to be able to recommend things that come way before when I was born. This next song I'm going to play has a kind of, I have a funny memory attached with it. The next song is The Next Episode by Dr. Dre, and is an excellent piece of music. The song was replicated in this hysterical movie called The Dictator, which is one of a couple of Sacha Baron Cohen movies that are very funny. He was also in, what was the other? Borat. Borat is the other movie that he's in. Hysterical movie. But The Dictator, I think, is essentially, it's a comedy film, and is about Admiral General Alladin, who's played by Baron Cohen, and is a dictator in the fictional Republic of Wadia, and comes to visit the United States. I won't really compare it to Borat, but it has kind of the same central idea. But to paraphrase, since we're here on air, the first lyric of the song The Next Episode is la-da-da-da-da, it's the MFing D-O-double-G, Snoop Dogg. And the song in The Dictator changes it to la-da-da-da-da, Aladdin MF-er, if you can paraphrase that. I'm not allowed to say that on air, so I'm being very picky with my words here, but I have a funny memory of that. My friend Chad, who is unfortunately not listening right now, he's at a chapter meeting for his fraternity over at Lehigh. I made the reference to him as well. That was a movie we watched together in high school in the early parts. I think it's a 2012 movie. So that's a good one if you're looking for some mindless entertainment. Not a very intellectual movie, but it's funny nonetheless. We're going to keep things rolling here. I've got to make sure I finish up this episode by 6:45. I'm going out to a dinner with the folks from the newsroom that I've been working with all fall, our news editor who's soon to be editor-in-chief starting next fall, is heading to Chile next semester, so we're doing a little send-off dinner for her at a Thai place in town. So stick around. We got another 35 minutes of great old-school hip-hop for you, and we're going to keep things rolling here with Dr. Dre and the MFing Snoop D-O-double-G. This is The Next Episode.
Fucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
Da, 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 da. You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E.
Yeah. You know who's back up in this motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
So raise the weed up then. Raise that shit up, nigga. Yeah. Stop, Snoop.
Top dog, buy them all, nigga. Burn this shit up. DPGC, my nigga, turn that shit up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Thug niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slipped my hoe a 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you're down with the sick. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the motherfucking D-R-E.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off the fucking streets of CBT. King up the beach, you ride to him in your fleet.
Look,
the veal rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what? Dre and Snoop, chronic
down in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Clipping the strap, dipping through hood. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central, out to the west side. This California love, this California bug. Got a nigga gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on.
What's up, bitch?
Locust on for the 2000. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up. For my niggas who be thinking we soft, we don't play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up, hey. For my niggas who be acting too bold, take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey, smoke weed every day.
That was Snoop, D-O-double-G, and Dr. Dre collaborating there to bring us the next episode. I think that was 1999. So there's actually, most of the music I play is from before I'm born, due to the influence of the aforementioned DJ Q, DJ Special Guest, and the Southern Falcon, among others, of course. We are about 15 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock here on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in lovely Eastern Pennsylvania. And I'm going to keep things going here. You guys have heard my voice enough. We're going to keep it going with a request from DJ Q. And apparently this one has some connotation. So DJ Q and Mama Falcon danced to this song at their wedding. And apparently DJ Special Guest was overheard remarking, "Dang, that boy can dance." In reference to DJ Q. So we're getting a little bit of familial background here, and you're listening to Hip Hop Hooray. This is Naughty by Nature.
Down.
That was Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature. Request put in from the Northeastern Falcon DJ Q. Thank you for that excellent request. And loved the story behind that, of course. That's a can't miss. I want to give a quick shout out as well to DJ Special K, who had a tough evening last night, unfortunately, but sounds like she's doing better now. I'm seeing her later this evening. She's at her sorority chapter meeting as now. I guess that's a common theme for Sunday night. So good thing I'm not in a fraternity, because I can't have anything messing with this excellent Sunday evening showtime that I have here. She was not able to make it in this evening, and neither was DJ Big Ron, unfortunately. And all three of us are working on a big lab report for our design analysis class that is due Tuesday at midnight. That's shaping up nicely for all of us as the semester draws to a close very quickly. So I'm looking forward to having them back in the booth at some point in 2019 in the new year to help us usher in another semester of Your Mother's Hip Hop. As has been the tradition somewhat in past episodes, I'm going to play one more recent song, not of the rap or hip-hop variety, but rather of the R&B soul variety. I played this one for DJ Q a few weeks ago. Some of you may have heard this on the radio. It's been one of my personal favorites of the past couple weeks, so I'm going to give it a try here. It's non-explicit, which is nice as well. And then we're going to finish up with Tupac, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and the Fresh Prince, and the Far Side before we conclude with Everlast for this evening's episode. We got about 25 minutes left. Stick with us here on WJRH 104.9 FM. You're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop with DJ Drew.
All I need is a little more from you. I never meant to put you through these days. Oh yeah. Cause I know that I never did trust you. Cause you know I can't always be my best. And that's why your love is a weight off my shoulder. And that's why your love every day they get colder. That's why you look over my shoulder. Your trust to get me through, yeah. She coming at me like a storm, and she digging holes so I can fall in. Babe, is it worth it for you? Cause I've given you anything you want, but you ain't done enough for me, my love. I won't come back for nothing anymore. Already had enough for you, and that's why I got no weight on my shoulder. That's why you look over my shoulder.
Look over my shoulder.
That's why you look over my shoulder.
Look over my shoulder.
Someone like you, my
That was To Another with Over My Shoulder from 2017. Pretty recent R&B and soul song. I'm not really sure how well that song did. I actually Googled it to try to find whether or not it was a smashing success, and it didn't have a whole ton of information on it, which I think means that it's a bit of a undiscovered gem. I can't say I found that song myself, but I was showed that by a friend a couple months ago, and I've really enjoyed listening to it. And it's been circulating on my playlist more and more these past couple weeks for whatever reason. So there's a little bit of current R&B soul for you in the mix of our old school hip hop this evening. We're finishing up here. Got a couple more songs, and we have Mr. Tupac Shakur finishing up our evening for us. Well, not really finishing up our evening for us, but this is the beginning of the end. I got a couple more for you, and this is from his third studio album, Me Against the World. This was the lead single and a tribute to his mother. You guessed it. This is Tupac with Hey Mama. Excuse me. Dear Mama. Not Hey Mama. This is Tupac with Dear Mama.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
please, no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me.
I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above this.
You all appreciate
it. Don't you know we love is sweet?
And dear mama, dear mama.
Don't have tons of time left to talk, so we're just going to keep the music rolling here. Got a couple more for you on your Sunday evening. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. And a quick reminder that if you'd like to put in a request, feel free to call our phone hotline at 610-330-5316 or head on over to wjrh.org. If you'd like to listen to this show or any past recordings, you can do this anywhere in the world, which is pretty cool. Next up, we have DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince with Boom! Shake the Room. You're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop.
Yo, back up now and give a brother room. The fuse is lit and I'm about to go boom! Mercy, mercy, mercy me. Oh, my life was a cage, but on stage I'm free. Hyped up, psyched up, ready for wildin'. Standing in a crowd of girls like an island. I see the one I wanna sit. Come here, cutie. I flip around and then I work that booty. Work the body, work, work the body. Slow down, girl, you're about to hurt somebody. Hold up, yo, let's get just one thing clear. There's only one reason why I came here. You women don't want me to jibber to jibber to tell you what's up. You women don't want me to jibber to jibber to tell you what's up. You women don't want me to jibber to jibber to tell you what's up. I came here tonight to hear the crowd go. Y'all ready for me yet? Well, yo, are y'all ready for me yet? Well, yo, are y'all ready for me yet? Well, here I go, here I go, here I go. Yo, dance in the aisles when the prince steps to it. The rhyme is a football, y'all, and I went and threw it out in the crowd, and yo, it was a good throw. How do I know? Because the crowd went in response to the way that I was kicking it. Smooth and individual rhymes, always original, like the Dr. Jekyll man, and this is my high side. I am the driver, and y'all on a rap ride. So fellas,
yeah,
are y'all with me?
Yeah.
And say fellas,
yeah,
are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the girls what y'all wanna do? You wanna
ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's right, yo, and I'm in the flow. So pump up the volume along with the tempo. I want everybody in the house to know I came here tonight to hear the crowd go. That I never make a whack jam, but sometimes I get nervous and start to stutter, and I fumble every word I utter. So I just try to chill, but it gets worse and worse and worse still. I need the crowd to get into it. They help me calm down and I can get through it. So higher, higher, get your hands to the ceiling. Let it go, y'all, don't fight the feeling. Might get a stranglehold, sweat pouring, and like Jordan, yo, I'm scoring. Yeah, that's right, y'all, and I am in the flow. So pump up the volume along with the tempo. Many have died trying to stop my show. I came here tonight to hear the crowd go.
Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Take it
to where I am.
Boom, shake, shake, shake the room.
That was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince on Your Mother's Hip Hop, 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio. I'm DJ Drew, and this is our last show of the semester, sadly. Exam week looms and is coming up this weekend. If I had late exams, I'd be here till Monday, and thus I would do another episode on Sunday the 16th, but fortunately I'm not, and I'm glad that I'm not here until the end. It's been a long term, and I'm certainly sad to leave. My roommate and closest friend from Brooklyn, Tim, is heading abroad to Madrid next semester, which sounds like just a terrible time. But I'm told that he's going to have some fun there, and I'm going to miss him dearly. So next term will look a little different, but it's I'm happy to be at the end of this term. Definitely getting to the point. These last couple weeks after Thanksgiving are always pretty crazy. So definitely about ready to be finished with schoolwork for a little bit. I got an essay tomorrow, a lab report Tuesday, an exam Tuesday morning, and then my last exam on Thursday. So I'm inching closer to the finish line. I've got about four major things that I have to finish, and they are all in various stages of progress, but such is life, and we got about 5 days left. Pretty unbelievable to think that the term is winding down as quickly as it is. We are going to finish up this evening. We got two more songs for you, and the first one is from the hip-hop group The Far Side in 1993. The song essentially details for a couple different MCs talking about romantic failures, schoolboy romantic failures from crushes. And if you have not guessed by now, you're about to listen to Passing Me By. This is one of my actual personal favorite songs by The Far Side. This is an unbelievable song. So we're going to get right to it, and then we're going to finish up with Everlast. Got about 10 minutes left of the show here. Stick with us. This is The Far Side.
Of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype, and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad, and I can be her. And I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids, we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good, downside she had a man. He was a Rudy dude, a Nick and Poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. By letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
She keeps the best with me by.
Now there she goes again, the dopest Ethiopian. And now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence. And I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her, a letter to get her. And it was, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp, damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp. Cause then I would let you know that I love you so. And if I was your man, then I would be true. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then I signed to tender the one who loves you dearly. He has loved me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later, returned to sender.
That was The Far Side with Passing Me By back in 1992. That is an excellent song. I actually am not sure where I picked up that song, but I found that, or rediscovered it rather, in my music library this semester, and I've been meaning to play it on the show the entire semester, so I'm glad that I was able to squeeze that in. Kind of an apt ending to our show here and to the end of the semester as well. That is a great one. Thank you to everybody for listening in tonight and this entire term. It's truly a privilege to do this, and I really enjoy coming into the studio every Sunday and the support I've received from family members and even a couple of random people and some who have called in and some friends here on campus. It's a blast to come in and do this. I can already tell that this is going to be something I'm going to really miss doing when I'm not still in college, but fortunately, I've got some time left and plenty more episodes of Your Mother's Hip Hop. I'm glad I got into it. This was like the first thing that I got into in college outside of classes, so I'm excited to have gotten an early start in it, and I feel like I'm hitting my groove here on Your Mother's Hip Hop. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. It's been a wonderful semester, and we are going to finish with Everlast as per usual. This is Ends.
Ends. Some people were robbed, their mother bought ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I want my ends. I knew this cat named Bill, he didn't have a dollar. He was all the material, Ivy League scholar. Had a PhD, had an MBA. But now he's waiting tables cause it's rent to pay. Companies downsizing, inflation's rising. Can't find a job, he's feeling kinda stressed. Doesn't even feel the effects when he says. Forgot to count how many times he's been blessed. So he falls off track, starts smoking the crack. And once it hits his brain, starts to chain react. Tells the shirt off his back, shoes off his feet. He's losing all his teeth, now he's out in the street. And all of a sudden, he's like Jesse James, trying to stick up his four day watches and chains. But he's from business school and he's nervous with the tools. So he ends up on his back in a bloody pool for the ends. Some people were robbed, their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, we'll
lock it. Brand name wearing, champagne waving. Jewels around the neck, lifestyle she's craving. Ain't no saving, she's doing all spending. You do the lending, she'll do the bending. Straight machine bending, it's money for take. Shopping sprees, get her on her knees. And if you hit her with the keys of your crib, you acting funny. Come home one day, find her counting out your money. From the wetlands all the way to the Apollo. If you broke, she's spitting. If you rich, she might swallow. For the ends, some people will rob their mother. For the ends, rats snitch on one another. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I want my ends. Made a lot of noise, making money on the block, and kids was on their job. They was tougher than leather, like Reverend Run. DMC, they was toting guns, holding weight, going out of state, stacking mad chips and pushing fat whips. Fly jewels and clothes, and got no job. And then one disappeared and one got robbed for the ends. Some people were robbed their mother. Snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I'm on my ends. Ends. Some people will rob their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends.